Who gets the update when you update? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Moe, in for John Gordon. Facebook is about to change. Oh, you'll still get surprising friend requests from Ronnie Biebenthaler from third grade, but the site dedicated to public sharing will become more private. Michael Zimmer is a professor at the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. He studies new media and information technologies. Michael, what specifically are the changes that will be rolling out?
They're going to allow you to set the limits in terms of who can see what you're posting on each and every status update that you post or each and every photo that you post. Previously, you had to sort of set one global privacy setting that all my status updates would be viewable to just my friends or the friends of my friends. So every time I add something, I can specify on that specific item who I want to see that. So that's a really good thing for users to be able to have that kind of very fine-tuned control.
I see a problem right away. My sister has a 16-year-old. He's on Facebook under the condition that his parents are friends with him. He can now block them from seeing his updates, can't he?
Right. And that's one of the features that many users actually don't know about, and I try to actually tell all my students about, is that you can have sort of different levels of friends. You can create what are called lists. So I can have sort of a separate grouping of my friends that happen to be family members versus those that happen to be, you know, classmates or coworkers. So sometimes I may want to allow, you know, my mother to see one thing, but there's other things I don't want her to see.
This is the promise of technology, isn't it, Michael? The ability to segregate your own mother on a social media
Indeed.
Site. Thank goodness we've come this far. Facebook has 350 million users now. What's the most important thing that users don't realize about Facebook in terms of their own privacy?
It's really one really big advertising platform. And that's really, I mean, that's what pays the bills, of course. We don't pay anything to use Facebook, but it costs them a lot of money to do it. So the information that we provide on that website is often used to help target advertising. And some people don't quite understand that. But I think one of the main things that people don't realize have to do with the third-party applications. You can have applications to help you search the web or help you take faces in your photos, but there's also these kind of silly applications. There's, you know, where you give someone a vampire bite, or you have a mafia war, or you give someone a gift. But what happens is when you accept and sort of install one of these applications onto your profile, the people that created that application can see all of your information. At the same time, they can also see all the information of your friends. Oftentimes with these applications, you're basically granting access to everything you have on your profile that you thought maybe only your friends could see, but now some application developer somewhere has access to it, and we're not really sure exactly what they may or may not be doing with that information.
So we can be clever with these new settings about what updates we want to share to what circle of people we might be connected with. But if you're playing Farmville or if you're doing any of these other games, you're
right,
dumping the contents of your Facebook into the hands of strangers.
You know, no matter how much I restrict my profile, you know, Facebook still sees everything. And so the question is, you know, is there harm there that people need to be concerned of? And I trust Facebook, but there's always this question about the Farmville people. You know, what are they doing with my information?
What's the best thing that someone can do to manage their privacy?
It's a double-edged sword, I guess, because there's so much that you have on Facebook. There's so much information and so many different types of friends that Facebook tries to provide privacy settings to manage all this. But sometimes it feels like you're in front of a cockpit of a 747. And the real important thing, I think, for users is to visit their privacy settings, visit them often.
Michael Zimmer at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Facebook declined to be interviewed for this story. Guess they wanted to be more private. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.